Life's a puzzle, right? 1 minute you're on top of the world, the next you're questioning everything, usually while scrolling through social media. But guess what? You're not alone. Even history's greatest minds had their off days. But here's the secret. Those brilliant minds also tapped into a power we all possess. The power of asking. It's not about wishing upon a star. It's about aligning your energy with the universe's abundance. So, what are you waiting for? Unleash your inner child. Embrace your dreams. And ask the universe for the life you crave. After all, as they say, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. So, what's your ask? What dreams have you been quietly nurturing, afraid to let them see the light of day? It's time to step out of the shadows and embrace the power that lies within you. It's time to ask the universe for the life you truly desire. In this lessons, we'll dive deep into the art of asking. We'll explore how to clarify your intentions, overcome limiting beliefs, and tap into the infinite potential that awaits you. Get ready to unlock a world of possibilities, because the moment you start asking is the moment your life begins to change. Lesson 1. The audacity of asking. Your universe awaits. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, like a hamster on a wheel, going through the motions but not really getting anywhere? You're putting in the effort, but your dreams still feel like they're a million miles away. It's like you're shouting into a void, and the universe just isn't listening. But what if I told you that the key to unlocking your full potential, to manifesting your wildest dreams, is as simple as asking? Now hold on a second, I'm not talking about some cheesy wish upon a star kind of thing. This is about tapping into a fundamental truth that's been recognized by philosophers, spiritual leaders, and even quantum physicists. The act of asking is a powerful force that can set the wheels of creation in motion. Think about it. Every invention, every discovery, every great work of art began with a question, a desire, an ask. When we ask, we're not just putting a request out there. We're declaring our intention, focusing our energy, and aligning ourselves with the infinite possibilities of the universe. It's like the ancient Greek philosopher Heraclitus said, "The road up and the road down are one and the same." In other words, the act of asking is both the beginning and the end of the journey. It's the spark that ignites the fire of creation, and it's the vessel that carries us to our destination. But here's the kicker. Asking isn't just about getting what you want. It's about co-creating with the universe, about participating in the grand symphony of existence. When we ask, we're not just consumers, we're contributors, adding our unique voice to the chorus of creation. So, how do we ask effectively? It's not just about saying, "I want this." It's about asking with clarity, with conviction, with a deep sense of knowing that what we desire is already on its way. It's about aligning our thoughts, feelings, and actions with our deepest desires, creating a vibrational match that attracts our dreams into reality. As the modern-day philosopher and author Marianne Williamson puts it, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure." When we ask, we step into our power, we claim our birthright as co-creators, and we open ourselves to the infinite abundance of the universe. So, what are you waiting for? What dreams have you been holding back? What desires have you been whispering in the dark? It's time to step into the light, to raise your voice, and to ask the universe for everything your heart desires. Your universe awaits. Lesson 2. Releasing mental blocks, the keys to the kingdom. within. All right, folks, let's get real for a moment. We've all got dreams, right? Big, juicy dreams that make our hearts beat a little faster and our minds wander to a world of possibilities. But here's the thing. Sometimes it feels like there's an invisible wall between us and those dreams. It's like we're standing at the gates of a magnificent castle, keys in hand, but something's holding us back from turning the lock. What's the deal? Well, my friends, those invisible walls are what we call mental blocks. Those pesky limiting beliefs, fears, and doubts that whisper in our ears and tell us we're not good enough, not worthy enough, not deserving of our wildest dreams. It's like having a little gremlin sitting on your shoulder, constantly sabotaging your efforts and keeping you stuck in a cycle of frustration and disappointment. But here's the good news. You have the power to evict that gremlin, to tear down those walls, and to unlock the keys to the kingdom within. It's not always easy, but it's absolutely possible, and the rewards are immeasurable. Think of it this way. Your mind is like a garden. If you want to grow beautiful flowers, you need to tend to the soil, remove the weeds, and plant the seeds of your desires. Mental blocks are like those weeds. They choke out the potential for growth and keep your garden from flourishing. So, how do we get rid of those pesky weeds? It starts with awareness. We need to shine a light on those limiting beliefs and expose them for what they are. Illusions. Stories we tell ourselves, echoes of past experiences that no longer serve us. It's like Plato's allegory of the cave. We're chained to a wall, only seeing shadows of reality. But when we break free and step into the light, we realize that those shadows were just illusions. The same is true for our mental blocks. When we examine them closely, we see that they're not based in truth, but in fear and insecurity. Once we've identified those mental blocks, we can start to dismantle them. This is where the real work begins. It's not always comfortable, but it's essential for growth. We need to challenge those beliefs, question their validity, and replace them with empowering truths. One powerful tool for this is affirmations. By repeating positive statements that align with our desires, we can reprogram our subconscious mind and create new neural pathways that support our dreams. It's like rewiring the electrical system in your house so that the lights turn on when you flip the switch. Another helpful technique is visualization. By creating a vivid mental picture of ourselves achieving our goals, we can tap into the power of our imagination and activate the law of attraction. It's like creating a vision board for your mind, a roadmap for your dreams. But here's the thing. Releasing mental blocks isn't just about positive thinking and visualization. It's also about taking action. As the saying goes, faith without works is dead. We need to back up our beliefs with inspired action, taking steps towards our goals, even if they're small ones. Think of it like this. You're driving a car, and your mental blocks are like the brakes. You can visualize yourself reaching your destination all you want, but if you keep your foot on the brake, you're not going anywhere. Releasing those mental blocks is like taking your foot off the brake and hitting the gas. The journey of releasing mental blocks is a personal one. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. But by incorporating tools like affirmations, visualization, and inspired action, you can start to break free from the limitations of your past and step into the boundless potential of your future. Remember, as the great Wayne Dyer said, the only limits you have are the limits you believe. So let go of those limiting beliefs. Embrace your power and ask the universe for everything your heart desires. Your dreams are waiting for you on the other side of those mental blocks. If you find value in this video, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with your family and friends. And write, "Keep it up," in the comments below. Lesson 3. Setting clear intentions, your cosmic GPS. All right, dreamers and doers, let's talk about intentions. You know, those things we often toss around like confetti at New Year's Eve parties, hoping they'll magically stick and transform our lives. But what if I told you that intentions are more than just wishful thinking? They're the compass that guides us on our journey, the blueprint for our reality, the cosmic GPS that leads us to our desired destination. Think of it this way. If you're planning a road trip, you don't just hop in the car and start driving aimlessly. You set a destination, map out a route, and pack your bags with the essentials. The same principle applies to manifesting your dreams. Clear intentions are like that roadmap. They provide direction, focus, and purpose. But here's the catch. Setting clear intentions isn't as easy as it sounds. It's not just about saying, "I want to be rich," or "I want to find love." It's about digging deeper, getting specific, and aligning our intentions with our core values and authentic desires. It's like the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle's concept of telos, the inherent purpose or goal of a thing. Just as a seed has the potential to become a mighty oak tree, we each have a unique telos, a purpose that's waiting to be fulfilled. Setting clear intentions is about aligning ourselves with that purpose, about becoming the fullest expression of who we are. So, how do we set clear intentions that actually work? It starts with self-reflection. We need to take a good look in the mirror and ask ourselves some tough questions. What do we truly value? What brings us joy? What are we passionate about? What legacy do we want to leave behind? It's like the modern-day philosopher and author Deepak Chopra's concept of sankalpa, a heartfelt desire or resolve. A sankalpa is more than just a goal. It's a deep-seated intention that's aligned with our soul's purpose. When we set intentions from this place of authenticity, we tap into a powerful source of energy that can propel us towards our dreams. Once we've clarified our intentions, we need to get specific. It's not enough to say, "I want a better job." We need to define what better means to us. Is it a higher salary, more fulfilling work, or a better work-life balance? The more specific we are, the clearer the signal we send to the universe. It's like the difference between ordering a coffee at a fancy cafe and specifying a grande, non-fat, no-foam, extra-hot latte with 2 pumps of vanilla syrup. The barista knows exactly what you want, and you're more likely to get it right. But setting clear intentions isn't just about words. It's also about feelings. We need to infuse our intentions with emotion, with the excitement and anticipation of already having achieved our desires. This creates a vibrational match that attracts our dreams into reality. Think of it like tuning a radio to the right frequency. When your thoughts, feelings, and actions are aligned with your intentions, you become a powerful transmitter, broadcasting your desires to the universe and attracting the experiences and opportunities that match your frequency. The journey of setting clear intentions is an ongoing one. It's not a one-and-done deal. As we grow and evolve, our intentions may shift and change. That's okay. The key is to stay connected to our inner compass, to listen to our intuition, and to adjust our course as needed. Remember, as the great Maya Angelou said, "Nothing can dim the light which shines from within." When we set clear intentions, we're not just asking for things. We're shining our light, illuminating our path, and creating a reality that's aligned with our highest good. So, let your light shine, my friends, and watch as the universe responds with a symphony of abundance and joy. Lesson 4. Raising your vibration, Tune in to the frequency of your dreams. All right, cosmic adventurers, buckle up, because we're about to dive into the fascinating world of vibrations. No, not the kind your phone makes when you get a text. We're talking about the energetic frequencies that permeate the universe, connecting us all in a grand symphony of existence. Ever heard the saying, like attracts like? Well, that's the basic principle behind the law of attraction. It's like a cosmic tuning fork. When you vibrate at a certain frequency, you attract experiences, people, and opportunities that match that frequency. So, if you want to manifest your dreams, you need to raise your vibration to match the frequency of those dreams. Think of it like a radio. If you want to listen to a specific station, you need to tune your dial to the right frequency. The same goes for your life. If you want to attract abundance, love, joy, or whatever your heart desires, you need to tune your vibration to the frequency of those things. But here's the thing. Raising your vibration isn't just about positive thinking or wishful thinking. It's about aligning your entire being, your thoughts, feelings, and actions with the frequency of your desires. It's about becoming a vibrational match for your dreams. It's like the ancient Greek philosopher Pythagoras's concept of the music of the spheres. He believed that the planets and stars emit harmonious sounds based on their movements, creating a celestial symphony that resonates throughout the universe. Similarly, we each have a unique vibrational frequency, and when we harmonize our frequency with the music of the universe, we create a symphony of abundance and joy. So, how do we raise our vibration? It's not about denying our negative emotions or pretending to be happy all the time. It's about acknowledging those emotions, processing them, and then choosing to focus on the positive. It's about cultivating gratitude, joy, love, and compassion. One powerful way to raise your vibration is through meditation. By quieting the mind and turning inward, we can connect with our inner peace and tap into the universal flow of energy. It's like plugging into a cosmic power source, recharging our batteries and raising our frequency. Another effective method is spending time in nature. Nature has a way of calming our minds, soothing our souls, and reminding us of the interconnectedness of all things. It's like a giant hug from Mother Earth, a reminder that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. But raising your vibration isn't just about internal practices. It's also about taking action in the world. When we act in alignment with our values, when we contribute to the greater good, when we express our creativity and share our gifts, we raise our vibration and attract more positivity into our lives. Think of it like a ripple effect. When you throw a pebble into a pond, it creates ripples that spread outward. Similarly, when you take positive action, it creates a ripple effect that spreads throughout the universe, attracting more positivity back to you. The journey of raising your vibration is an ongoing one. It's not about reaching a certain level and then stopping. It's about constantly evolving, growing, and expanding our consciousness. It's about becoming the best version of ourselves and living a life that's aligned with our highest good. Remember, as the great Albert Einstein said, "Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it." Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. So, tune in to the frequency of your dreams, my friends, and watch as the universe orchestrates a symphony of abundance and joy. Lesson 5. Acting as if, embodying your dream life. Now, all right, manifestation mavens, let's talk about one of the most powerful and sometimes misunderstood principles in the art of asking, acting as if. This concept might sound a little woo-woo at first, but stick with me. It's rooted in some pretty profound wisdom that's been around for centuries. The idea is simple. Start living, feeling, and behaving as if your desires have already manifested. Now, before you roll your eyes and dismiss this as wishful thinking, consider this. Our thoughts, feelings, and actions are all forms of energy. And according to the law of attraction, like attracts like. So when we embody the energy of our desires, we become a magnet for those desires, drawing them into our reality. Think of it like this. You're an actor preparing for a role. You don't just memorize the lines, you immerse yourself in the character, adopting their mannerisms, their emotions, their way of being. You become that character, even if it's just for a few hours on stage. Similarly, when you act as if you've already achieved your dreams, you're essentially stepping into the role of your future self. You're embodying the energy of success, abundance, love, or whatever it is you desire. And by doing so, you're sending a powerful message to the universe. I'm ready for this. I'm worthy of this. Bring it on. But here's the thing. Acting as if isn't about faking it till you make it. It's not about pretending to be someone you're not. It's about aligning your inner world with your outer world, about bridging the gap between your current reality and your desired reality. It's like the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle's concept of hexis, a state of being or character that's developed through habitual action. When we act as if, we're essentially creating new habits of thought, feeling, and behavior that are aligned with our desires. We're rewiring our brains for success. So, how do we put this principle into practice? It starts with visualization. Close your eyes and imagine yourself living your dream life. See it, feel it, taste it, smell it. Engage all your senses and make it as real as possible. Then, start acting as if that vision is already your reality. If you want to attract abundance, start spending money as if you already have it, within reason, of course. If you want to find love, start treating yourself as if you're already in a loving relationship. If you want to start a successful business, start making decisions and taking actions as if you're already a CEO. The key is to be consistent. The more you act as if, the more you reinforce the neural pathways in your brain that are associated with your desires. You're essentially training your mind to believe that your dreams are not only possible, but inevitable. Now, I know what you're thinking. But what if I don't feel like acting as if? What if I'm feeling down or discouraged? That's okay. We all have those days. But here's the thing. Acting as if is a choice. It's a decision to focus on the positive, to embody the energy of our desires, even when we don't feel like it. As the great Maya Angelou said, "Nothing can dim the light which shines from within." When we act as if, we're tapping into that inner light, that spark of divinity that resides within each and every one of us. We're reminding ourselves that we're powerful creators, capable of manifesting our wildest dreams. So, the next time you find yourself doubting your ability to achieve your goals, remember the power of acting as if. Step into the role of your future self, embody the energy of your desires, and watch as the universe conspires to make your dreams a reality. It's not just about pretending, it's about becoming. It's about aligning your inner world with your outer world and creating a life that's truly extraordinary. If you find value in this video, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with your family and friends, and write "Keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 6: Giving to Receive, the Cosmic Boomerang. Alright, cosmic collaborators, let's talk about a universal principle that's as old as time itself, giving to receive. Now, before you start thinking this is some kind of cosmic quid pro quo, let me assure you, it's far more profound than that. In the grand scheme of the universe, everything is interconnected. We're all part of a vast web of energy, constantly exchanging and interacting with one another. When we give, we're not just doing something nice for someone else. We're setting in motion a powerful energetic exchange that has the potential to boomerang back to us in unexpected and wonderful ways. Think of it like this. The universe is like a giant ecosystem. Every action we take, every thought we have, every emotion we feel, creates a ripple effect that reverberates throughout the entire system. When we give freely and generously, we're essentially adding nutrients to the soil, enriching the environment for everyone, including ourselves. It's like the ancient Chinese philosophy of Taoism, which emphasizes the concept of Wu Wei, or effortless action. When we act in harmony with the natural flow of the universe, when we give without attachment to the outcome, we tap into a powerful source of energy that can manifest our desires with ease and grace. But giving isn't just about material things. It's about sharing our time, our energy, our talents, our love, and our compassion. It's about contributing to the greater good, making a difference in the world, and leaving a positive impact on those around us. As the modern-day philosopher and author Eckhart Tolle puts it, giving up the idea of having an enemy is the most powerful contribution you can make to peace. When we give from a place of love and compassion, we not only heal ourselves, but also contribute to the healing of the world. So, how does giving relate to receiving? It's not about giving in order to get. It's about shifting our focus from lack to abundance, from scarcity to generosity. When we give freely, we open ourselves to receive freely. We create a vacuum that the universe rushes to fill with even more abundance. Think of it like a boomerang. When you throw a boomerang, it travels outward, but it always returns to you. Similarly, when you give, your energy travels outward, but it always comes back to you in the form of blessings, opportunities, and abundance. But here's the key. Giving has to be genuine. It can't be done with the expectation of receiving something in return. It has to come from a place of pure love and generosity. When we give with strings attached, we create resistance, blocking the flow of abundance. As the great Mahatma Gandhi said, "The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others." When we give selflessly, we connect with our true nature, our inherent goodness, and our boundless capacity for love. The journey of giving to receive is a lifelong one. It's not about achieving a certain level of generosity and then stopping. It's about cultivating a mindset of abundance, a heart full of gratitude, and a spirit of generosity that permeates every aspect of our lives. Remember, as the modern-day spiritual teacher Marianne Williamson reminds us, we are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. So let your light shine, my friends, and watch as the universe showers you with blessings beyond your wildest dreams. Lesson 7. Overcoming common mistakes. Navigating the art of asking with grace and grit. All right, fellow cosmic explorers, let's talk about something we all encounter on our journey through life. Mistakes. Yep, those little, or sometimes not so little, blunders that can trip us up, throw us off course, and leave us feeling frustrated and discouraged. But here's the thing. Mistakes aren't failures. They're learning opportunities, stepping stones on our path to growth and self-discovery. Even the greatest philosophers, scientists, and artists made mistakes. In fact, it's often through our mistakes that we gain the most valuable insights and wisdom. As the ancient Greek philosopher Socrates famously said, "The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing." In other words, it's okay to not have all the answers, to stumble and fall along the way. The key is to learn from our mistakes and use them as fuel for our growth. When it comes to the art of asking, there are a few common mistakes that can hinder our progress and prevent us from manifesting our desires. But fear not, my friends, for with awareness and a willingness to course correct, we can overcome these obstacles and navigate our way to success. One common mistake is asking from a place of lack or desperation. When we're feeling needy or desperate, our energy becomes frantic and scattered. This creates resistance, blocking the flow of abundance. It's like trying to force a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't fit. Instead, we need to ask from a place of abundance and gratitude. When we focus on what we already have, we open ourselves to receive even more. It's like the ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu's concept of Wei Wu Wei, or doing without doing. When we let go of our attachment to the outcome and trust in the universe's abundance, we create space for our desires to manifest effortlessly. Another common mistake is asking with unclear or conflicting intentions. If we're not sure what we truly want, or if our desires are at odds with our core values, the universe will receive mixed signals. It's like trying to tune a radio to two different stations at the same time. You'll just get static. Instead, we need to clarify our intentions and align them with our deepest values and desires. This requires self-reflection, honesty, and a willingness to dig deep. It's like the modern-day spiritual teacher Byron Katie's process of the work, which involves questioning our thoughts and beliefs to uncover the truth. A third common mistake is giving up too soon. Manifestation isn't always an instant gratification process. Sometimes it takes time, patience, and perseverance. It's like planting a seed and waiting for it to grow. You can't rush the process, but you can trust that with the right care and attention, it will eventually blossom. As the great inventor Thomas Edison said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." When we view setbacks as opportunities for growth, we keep our momentum going and stay focused on our goals. Overcoming these common mistakes requires a combination of self-awareness, resilience, and trust in the universe's wisdom. It's about learning from our missteps, course-correcting with grace and grit, and staying committed to our journey. Remember, as the modern-day author and speaker Brené Brown reminds us, imperfections are not inadequacies. They are reminders that we're all in this together. So embrace your imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and keep asking with an open heart and unwavering faith. Your dreams are worth the effort, and the universe is conspiring to help you achieve them. Lesson 8. Real-life stories, where the rubber meets the cosmic road. All right, folks, let's get down to brass tacks. We've talked about the power of asking, the importance of releasing mental blocks, setting clear intentions, raising our vibrations, acting as if, giving to receive, and overcoming common mistakes. But how does all this theory translate into real-world results? That's where the magic of real-life stories comes in. These are the tales of ordinary people who've used the art of asking to achieve extraordinary things. They're the proof in the pudding, the rubber meeting the cosmic road, the manifestation of dreams into reality. Let's start with the story of Emily, a struggling artist who felt like her career was going nowhere. She had talent, passion and a burning desire to share her art with the world, but she couldn't seem to catch a break. Rejection letters piled up, galleries turned her down, and her bank account dwindled. Emily felt like she was living in Plato's cave, seeing only shadows of her true potential. But then she discovered the power of asking. She started by clarifying her intentions. She wanted to not only make a living from her art, but also to inspire and uplift others through her creations. With renewed clarity, Emily began acting as if she were already a successful artist. She visualized herself exhibiting her work in prestigious galleries, receiving accolades, and connecting with a global audience. She even started dressing and carrying herself like a successful artist, radiating confidence and creativity. But Emily didn't stop there. She also started giving back to her community. She volunteered her time and talent to local art programs, mentoring young artists and sharing her passion with others. This act of giving not only raised her vibration, but also opened her up to receive. Soon, synchronicities started happening. She met a gallery owner at a charity event who was impressed by her work and offered her a solo exhibition. Her art started gaining traction on social media, attracting a loyal following. And her financial situation improved dramatically as her art sales soared. Emily's story is a testament to the power of asking, acting as if, and giving to receive. By aligning her thoughts, feelings, and actions with her desires, she was able to manifest her dream life. But Emily isn't the only one. There are countless stories of people who've used the art of asking to achieve their goals, from finding love and healing relationships to overcoming health challenges and building successful businesses. Take the story of John, a man who was struggling with chronic pain and illness. He had tried everything, conventional medicine, alternative therapies, even experimental treatments. But nothing seemed to work. He felt like he was trapped in a cycle of suffering with no way out. But then John discovered the power of asking. He started by asking for healing, not just for himself, but for all those who were suffering. He visualized himself being healthy, vibrant, and pain-free. He also started practicing gratitude, focusing on the blessings in his life, even in the midst of his pain. John's shift in mindset and energy had a profound impact. He started attracting healers and resources into his life. He discovered a new therapy that significantly reduced his pain and improved his overall health. And he found a community of like-minded individuals who supported him on his healing journey. John's story is a reminder that even in the face of seemingly insurmountable challenges, the power of asking can pave the way for miracles. These are just two examples of the countless real-life stories that demonstrate the power of the art of asking. They show us that our dreams are not just fantasies, but possibilities waiting to be realized. They remind us that we are not victims of circumstance, but co-creators of our reality. As the modern-day author and speaker Gabrielle Bernstein puts it, the universe is always conspiring in your favor. It may not always look that way, but it's true. So, let these real-life stories inspire you, empower you, and remind you that you have the power to ask for and receive everything your heart desires. Your dreams are waiting for you to claim them. If you find value in this video, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with your family and friends. And write, "Keep it up," in the comments below. Lesson 9, Gratitude and Appreciation, The Alchemy of Abundance. All right, gratitude gurus, let's talk about a superpower that's often underestimated in the realm of manifestation, gratitude and appreciation. Now, before you brush this off as just another feel-good platitude, let me tell you, this stuff is potent. It's like a secret ingredient that can transform your entire reality. Think of it this way. Gratitude is like a magnifying glass. It amplifies the good in your life, making it bigger, brighter, and more abundant. When you focus on what you're grateful for, you shift your energy from lack to abundance, from scarcity to prosperity. It's like tuning your radio to a different station, one that's playing all your favorite songs. But gratitude isn't just about feeling good. It's a powerful, energetic force that can attract more of what you desire into your life. According to the law of attraction, like attracts like. So, when you radiate gratitude, you attract more things to be grateful for. It's like a self-perpetuating cycle of abundance. The ancient Stoic philosopher Epictetus understood this well. He said, "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." In other words, gratitude isn't about denying the challenges or hardships in life. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even in the midst of adversity. But gratitude isn't just a philosophical concept. It's a practice, a way of being. It's about cultivating a mindset of appreciation, of recognizing the abundance that already exists in your life. This can be as simple as taking a few minutes each day to write down three things you're grateful for, or expressing your appreciation to someone who's made a difference in your life. It's like the modern-day mindfulness teacher Thich Nhat Hanh's practice of gathas, short verses or poems that express gratitude for everyday moments. By incorporating these practices into your daily routine, you can train your brain to focus on the positive and attract more abundance into your life. But gratitude isn't just about what you have, it's also about who you are. When you're grateful, you radiate a positive energy that attracts others to you. You become a magnet for love, friendship, and support. It's like a beacon of light shining in the darkness, drawing others towards your warmth and positivity. As the modern-day spiritual teacher Oprah Winfrey puts it, "Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough." Gratitude is a mindset that opens doors, creates opportunities, and leads to a life of fulfillment and joy. But here's the kicker. Gratitude isn't just about receiving. It's also about giving back. When we express our gratitude to others, we not only uplift their spirits, but also reinforce our own sense of abundance. It's like a feedback loop of positivity, creating a ripple effect that spreads throughout the world. Think of it like a potluck dinner. Everyone brings a dish to share, and everyone benefits from the abundance and variety. Similarly, when we share our gratitude with others, we contribute to a collective energy of abundance that benefits everyone. So gratitude is a superpower, a key to unlocking the abundance of the universe. It's about shifting our focus from lack to abundance, from scarcity to generosity. It's about cultivating a mindset of appreciation, of recognizing the good that already exists in our lives. And it's about giving back, sharing our blessings with others, and contributing to a world of abundance and joy. Remember, as the great Meister Eckhart said, "If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough." So, let gratitude be your prayer, your mantra, your way of life. And watch as the universe responds with a symphony of abundance and blessings. Lesson 10. The ongoing journey of asking, your ever-evolving dialogue with the universe. All right, cosmic co-creators, we've reached the final lesson in our exploration of the art of asking. But don't think of this as the end. Consider it a commencement, a launching pad into a lifelong journey of discovery, growth, and boundless possibility. The art of asking isn't a destination. It's an ongoing process, a dynamic dance with the universe. It's about cultivating a relationship with the infinite wisdom that permeates all of existence, a dialogue that deepens and evolves as we do. Think of it like a river. It's constantly flowing, changing, adapting to the terrain. Sometimes it's calm and gentle, other times it's wild and turbulent. But it's always moving, always evolving, always seeking new paths and possibilities. Similarly, our journey of asking is a continuous flow of intention, action, and manifestation. It's about staying connected to our desires, refining our intentions, and taking inspired action towards our goals. It's about embracing the ebb and flow of life, trusting in the universe's timing, and remaining open to the infinite possibilities that await us. As the ancient Greek philosopher Heraclitus said, "No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man." The same is true for our journey of asking. Each time we ask, we're different. Our desires have evolved, and the universe is responding in new and unexpected ways. But how do we keep the momentum going? How do we stay connected to the art of asking in the midst of life's challenges and distractions? It's about cultivating a mindset of curiosity, openness, and wonder. It's about approaching each day as a new opportunity to ask, to learn, and to grow. One way to do this is through journaling. By writing down our thoughts, feelings, and desires, we can gain clarity and insight into our inner world. We can track our progress, celebrate our wins, and learn from our setbacks. It's like having a conversation with ourselves, a way to tap into our intuition and connect with our higher selves. Another powerful tool is meditation. By quieting the mind and turning inward, we can access a deeper level of awareness and connect with the universal consciousness. It's like tuning out the noise of the world and tuning into the frequency of our soul. But the art of asking isn't just about inner work. It's also about taking action in the world. It's about showing up, stepping out of our comfort zones, and taking risks. It's about following our intuition, pursuing our passions, and making a difference in the world. As the modern-day author and speaker Elizabeth Gilbert says, "The universe buries strange jewels deep within us all, and then stands back to see if we can find them. The hunt to discover those jewels, that's creative living. The art of asking is a creative act, a way to unearth the hidden treasures within us and bring them to light. The journey of asking is a lifelong adventure, full of twists and turns, ups and downs. There will be times when our manifestations come easily and effortlessly, and there will be times when we face challenges and setbacks. But through it all, we must remember that the universe is always on our side, conspiring to help us achieve our highest good. As the great Rumi said, "Let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love." The art of asking is about aligning ourselves with that pull, with the deepest desires of our hearts. It's about trusting in the universe's wisdom and allowing it to guide us on our journey. So, keep asking, my friends. Keep dreaming. Keep exploring. Keep growing. The universe is listening, and it's ready to respond with abundance and joy beyond your wildest dreams. The journey is yours to create.